At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, March 15th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big night in college basketball with a couple of first four matchups here across the NCAA tournament, as well as a bunch of NIT matchups. We're going to focus on an NIT game here tonight, and I promise you, you will get the same green cash that you get from an NIT win as you would a March Madness win. They count the same. So looking toward this NIT matchup tonight, first round in the NIT, 7 o'clock ESPN2 between Central Florida and Florida. Currently, the Gators of Florida are listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a total of 143. Now going to this NIT first round matchup, Central Florida is 18-14. They've won three of their last five games, but they did just lose to Memphis, 81-76 in the AAC quarterfinals. They did cover that number, however, as a 5.5-point dog. On the flip side, the Gators, typically they're used to the tournament, the real tournament here, but they've had an inconsistent year, 16-16. They went just 3-7 over their last 10 regular season games, and they just fell to Mississippi State 69-68 in the second round of the SEC tournament. They did cover that game, however, as a 5-point dog. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, it looks to be a respected, sharp reverse line move in favor of Central Florida. Florida actually opened this game as a 4-point home favorite. NIT, you do have true home courts here. It's not a neutral site, so it's actually at in the swamp here in Gainesville. But Florida opens -4, and similar to kind of what we saw yesterday in a game we talked about, Nova against Liberty, where Villanova, again, the team that's not used to being in the NIT, like Florida, maybe a letdown spot, maybe not as amped to play in a in kind of the secondary market here when they're used to the big dance. But the allegory or the analogy from this game to that game yesterday was that Nova was a big name school. Liberty was a tiny school. Here, Florida is the big name school. UCF is the tiny school. So that public bias, just like they were hammering Nova yesterday as the big name school, same thing here. They're hammering Florida. So Florida across the market is getting around 65% of bets. But despite the fact that 2/3 of bets are taking the Gators, this line keeps dropping here towards Central Florida. So If Florida's getting 2/3 of bets, they open -4. Why are they down to 2.5? You know, shouldn't they be up from -4 up to -5? Why are the odds makers dropping this number on the Gators to give out a better number, an easier way to cover to the public when they're already on the Gators to begin with? Well, it looks too good to be true. Typically it is. Just like yesterday where that line kept going to Liberty despite the fact that Nova was getting the bets, this line keeps going to Central Florida despite Florida getting the majority of the bets here. So Central Florida is contrarian and a heavily bet game. Again, great time to bet against the public right now just because all these games are nationally televised, big influx of public betting, public bias toward big name school like Florida. Contrarian play would be UCF. But again, going contrarian, it's only half the battle. You need some element of sharp action to really make you feel like you're confident in your bet. And you do see that here with this reverse line movement. That's when the betting line moves away from the popular team toward the unpopular team. So good RLM play here toward UCF. UCF is only getting 35% of bets, but almost 50% of the money. So pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split, where it's a contrarian bet split, bet against the public, but then also a bigger share of respected money. We've also seen a little bit of over money come in. Again, not a neutral court. It's a true home court for Florida. So typically neutral courts, I lean unders. But true home courts, you will get, you don't have that kind of like both road game situation where you lean under. So this line did rise. 141.5 up to 143.5. UCF has been a big over team this year. 19-12-1 to the over. Florida is 5-0 to the over their last five games. So a little bit of movement toward the over. But I'd be looking at Central Florida here as kind of a blueprint, big reverse line move play, despite the public Florida. Line's going to UCF. And then also, Colin Castleton, the best player on Florida, he suffered a season-ending injury. So Florida's down their best player. He's been out for a while here, but he led the team with 16 points a game. No Castleton for the Gators here. But pretty sharp move toward UCF in the NIT first round, 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN2.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward another NIT first-round matchup here between Utah Valley and New Mexico. This is a 10 o'clock game here tonight. It'll be on ESPN+. Currently, New Mexico is listed as a 5.5-point home favorite with a very high total of 163. Now, going into this matchup, Utah Valley is 25-8. They just saw their four-game win streak come to an end, however, falling to Southern Utah 89-88. Tough one there. They lost outright as a 4-point favorite, and that was in the WAC semifinals. Meanwhile, New Mexico, 22-11, but they started off really hot, and they really tailed off in the second half of their season. They're just 3-8 over their last 11 games. They just fell to Utah, got rolled 91-76 in the Mountain West quarterfinals, did not cover as a 3.5-point home dog. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, similar to that sharp RLM play toward Central Florida, same kind of thing here. A little bit bigger of a number, but we have a reverse line move in favor of Utah Valley. This game actually opened New Mexico listed as a 6.5 or 6-point home favorite. And New Mexico, again, bigger name school. Obviously, you have the Rick Pitino's son as the coach, Jamal Mashburn Jr. as one of the players. So kind of a more recognizable team here, Utah Valley. Tiny little Utah Valley. Again, to me, it's interesting how the public will overlook a small name school and then have their bias in favor of a bigger name school. So that's what you're getting here. New Mexico, the Lobos, they're getting around 61% of bets, yet they open laying 6.5 for 6. Now it's down to 5.5. So why is this line dropping toward Utah Valley if majority of bets are on New Mexico? Tells me respective money here is going with Utah Valley in the points. You also get KenPom. He has New Mexico winning by 5. So if you're getting a 5.5 with Utah Valley, you know, that is technically an actionable value play there in favor of Utah Valley with the hook. Again, +5.5. KenPom's got him losing by 5. Also, we could be looking at a higher scoring game. This is one of the highest totals you're ever going to see, not just in college in general, but especially when you get to the postseason. This total opened at around 160, and it's actually been bet up to 163. So a lot of respective money continues to steam this over. New Mexico is one of the fastest tempo teams in the country. And they are 22-10-1 to the over. So New Mexico has been a big over team. And again, very quick pace. Utah Valley has also been a pretty good scoring team here. But what interests me is this public move or public play on New Mexico, yet lines going to Utah Valley. So I'm leaning Utah Valley here in the points, +5.5 in the first round of the NIT tonight, 10 o'clock on ESPN+. March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I gave away a couple of them already. I am officially on UCF, +2.5. Mentioned this one, how it was a big public play to Florida, yet the line is dropping toward UCF. Florida, I don't know how excited you are to be in the NIT. Usually you're used to the big dance here, and you're minus your number one star player here. So I'll take UCF, hopefully, to keep this thing close. And wouldn't it be nice, UCF, just win the game outright. How about that? But I'm on Central Florida +2.5, and I am also on Utah Valley +5.5. Utah Valley. Public's on New Mexico, but line's going to Utah Valley. It's a KenPom edge. I'm on Utah Valley at +5.5. And to keep it in the vein of all hoops tonight, I was looking at the NHL. Nothing really caught my eye tonight, but I did see one game in the NBA that looked like a pretty good system match here. I'm going to go with the LA Clippers tonight. Give me the Clippers. I'm going to go Clippers on the money line, -140, tonight at home against the Golden State Warriors. It's a 10 o'clock game. What I like about this play toward the Clippers, a few different things. Number one is just, what's the market doing? Well, we have a pretty sharp move here in favor of the LA Clippers. Clippers opened at some shops as low as a 1-point home favorite here, 1.5 around there. We've now seen the Clippers get bet up to -2, now -2.5. Some shops are even creeping up now to -3. So all movement and liability has been toward the LA Clippers in this matchup. Again, opening as low as -1. Now you're all the way up to 2.5. There's been no movement whatsoever on the Warriors. It's all been one-sided in favor of the Clippers. It's something that I look for as a data-driven bettor, looking at line movement. I want consistent line movement with no buyback. NBA is obviously difficult to bet on because of injuries here. But aside from this line move, you know, going from -1 up to -2.5, some books, again, even tipping -3, it's a really good reverse line move and a fade the trendy dog play, because Public's actually taking the Golden State Warriors here. Another big name school, I was going to call them. Big name team. They're not a school. But similar to, you know, like Florida we talked about, and of course New Mexico with the Warriors, Steph Curry, you know, big star player. They've won a bunch of championships. You're always going to get a lot of public love for the Warriors, even though they haven't been great this year. I think to me, they're kind of a buy low play as long as they make the playoffs here. But they're only 36-33, so they've kind of disappointed. Same record here for the Clippers. But the public's saying, you're giving me Warriors getting points here? I'll take it. So currently you're getting across the market almost 60% of bets on the Warriors, but the line's going to the Clippers here. Again, that's one of the earliest things I learned, learning about data-driven contrarian betting. When it doesn't make any sense, when the line's going away from the public side toward the unpopular side, tells you respective money is at play. So you look at the Clippers, they're only getting around 40% of bets, but almost 65% of the money. So really good low bets, higher dollar bet split in favor of the Clippers. They would classify, Clippers would classify as a contrarian bet, a fade the trendy dog, again, as well as a reverse line move here in the Clippers. And it does remind me quite a bit like the Liberty and Nova game, where again, Nova was the trendy dog, yet the line kept going to Liberty, and Liberty got it done. So hopefully the same thing happens here with the Clippers. The other angle I like with the Clippers is a really good rest versus tired advantage here. The Golden State Warriors last played on the 13th of March. The Clippers haven't played since the 11th. So when you're a team that is very frustrating in terms of like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George being out all the time and load management, you've been off here for 4 days. So I think it's a really good rest advantage for a team with a lot of, you know, older players and players that could really benefit from the time off versus a Warriors team who also has some older guys like Steph Curry and Thompson, and they have to play and turn around in a very, very short time frame here. Golden State's also playing their third game in 5 days, where the Clippers are playing their first game since the 11th. So big rest versus tired advantage in favor of the Clippers. Clippers are 18-15 at home. Golden State, it's kind of blew my mind a little bit. I didn't realize it until I looked at the standings here, but Golden State at home is unbelievable, 29-7. But guess what Golden State is on the road? 7-26, one of the worst records of any team in the NBA on the road. So they've been great at home, again, 29-7, but just 7-26 on the road. So that's a team that I want to bet against on the road here. And again, getting Paul George and Kawhi rested and ready to go, hopefully will be a big advantage here against a Warriors team who is in a tired spot, third game in 5 days. So give me the LA Clippers. I want to get this before this rises any higher. I'm on the Clippers money line at -140. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, March 15th. But reminder, if you enjoy the breakdowns, all this analysis, data, insights to help you make the smartest bets that you can, well, guess what? We offer tons of great additional information. Easiest thing you can do to get that info and get more VSiN in your life is sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit, then you'll wake up every morning to great sports betting coverage. Right now we're wall-to-wall with college basketball, of course, and March Madness. If you want to become a member of VSiN, we'd love to have you. Great promo right now, only $19. You get all the best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, as well as a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all those great DraftKings percentages, as well as all the articles behind the paywall. So we'd love to have you as a member, but at least follow us on Twitter. How about that? That's something you can do for free. Follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. Tweet out great sports betting content and updates throughout the day. You can find me at Josh_insights. Check out later this afternoon the Market Insights pod. Come out around 3 o'clock here. This is what I always joke as the appetizer. Then you get the main course of the Market Insights pod around 3 o'clock. Which will be more in-depth, more plays, and we'll be updated with all the numbers here. But enjoy the sweats. Again, you got some March Madness going on. How's your bracket doing? Make sure if you are looking to download and print out a bracket and fill it out, we got you covered at VSiN.com on our homepage. But enjoy the sweats, guys. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Good luck. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight because that's what it's all about. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.